What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to Wine Your Mind Happy Hour. This is your boy, Mr. UL, and I'm with the girl.
Kiki is in the building. Hey, guys, how are you?
What's going on, Kiki? And this your boy, P-Hatch, you know what I'm saying?
My
proper
man,
with
P-Hatch.
The hat attached, you know what
P-Hatch,
I mean?
P-Hatch,
oh, fat with some purpose, you know? All right, so what's going on, Mr. UL? Don't hate, baby, don't hate.
Man, just I don't know. How was y'all? You know what? For my week, let me real quick. I'm not even gonna give the real long week. I'm just gonna give a quick part. Like, does anybody ever remember going to like the pharmacy or being in the doctor's and having to wait for their prescription or their medication to come?
I feel like I need to go to the doctor's now. Like, oh. I apologize, y'all. I am super stuffed up, but work with us. Work with us. Hopefully. So wait a minute. Did you feel sick this week? Did you?
No, I wasn't sick. You know, I'm going to give a little bit more into a little bit detailed into Mr. UL and give y'all a little bit more about me. But no, I was going to go pick up my medication. And when I went to go pick up my medication, I waited for at least 4 hours for my medication.
Four hours? You would think
that by then the medication was supposed to be ready.
Oh, my God.
When I finally get there to go pick up the medication, they have a slip. I'm thinking they have my pills. They have a slip to tell me that they ran out of money for the month or for the year because the quote-unquote physical year ends in October. So they don't have any more money to purchase my medication that I'm supposed to take.
So,
who was this, the VA?
This was between, what was it, Friday? Yeah, between Friday and Saturday. I actually have to go to another location, get my medication. But even when I went there to go get it, when I told them what was going on, they was like, yeah, we've been having that issue before with other people and stuff like that. I just thought it was crazy. It really just got my week amped up.
Oh, gosh, because it's like, what are you supposed to do if you can't get my medicine and you're the pharmacist?
But you know what? When the first time, see, because I've calmed down a whole lot, people. I used to really go off on everything that happened. But this time I said I was going to behave myself, and I was real calm. See, the first time when this kind of similar situation happened, I went off and I cussed everybody in the whole building. And this lady came out of nowhere and came and said, it's okay. But with her saying it's okay, I got my medication that day by me cussing out and going off and all that other stuff. Like, I think they made
it was
it like,
effective.
They gave me my medication from somebody else's medication and told them they got to wait. Something like that.
Oh,
the
no.
loudest voice in the room always gets results.
I mean,
real
most
talk.
Most times.
If you want to get some stuff done,
I'm just,
yell at somebody, curse a little bit.
You may have to be loud,
president. You know what I'm saying? Just do what you got to do.
I'm just making the point. That's all. You know what I'm saying? But how was y'all week? What's up? What's going on, y'all? How was y'all week?
I mean, we just got done watching that BET Music Awards. You know, was watching these.
You know. Almost forgot.
Where Ashley's doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? Our people, you know what I mean?
I'm pretty getting sure it. Cardi B was the one on top of all of that.
Our people in Eminem.
And she won.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Eminem, like, the chosen one that, you know, we allowed to do things on BET still.
BET Awards.
But he came with it. I love the ciphers.
The
but I'm also
right.
an old, well, I'll say I'm not old, I'm grown.
Mm-hmm.
So I grew up when hip hop was, you know, that
still
90s hip hop that I got something to say and I'm going to use it. So I love the ciphers. I always love to see wordplay and smart lyricism.
Yep.
And do y'all remember the Lyricist Lounge show on MTV?
Lyricist, wasn't that when, like,
I kind of remember
had
that.
You had like skits.
A couple of people on there.
You had skits and things like that, but in order to keep going, you had to like do it's the Lyricist Lounge show. The Lyricist Lounge show. Oh,
I remember
so
that.
So digging the crates for y'all that remember Lyricist Lounge show on MTV. But that's one reason I love the cypher because you get the Lyricist Lounge show. You get like that old school vibe, but I miss hearing it on the radio.
Remember Big Tigger
and the
basement.
Yeah.
You know,
everybody
every
know
show
the basement.
With the dangle, you
yeah.
know,
you know the basement.
The
if you know BT,
you know, that,
yeah, you know
exactly.
the basement. Something wrong.
Like, I don't care how old you is. You
gotta know
young.
What
yeah.
the basement
if
is.
You're
no, shout out to Big
head.
Tigger. I know you out there, boy.
Hey,
I know you out
still
there
doing something. Shoot, but that was the basement. Everybody come on, do a little freestyle and whatnot. You know, and it was.
I loved it.
You know,
I loved it because
all our heroes nowadays was on the basement back in the day.
You know, like, and I realized a lot of I went to a wedding and I realized like a lot of the songs I like, all of my artists are dead. Like,
who your artists?
I love Biggie. I love Tupac. Like, if I'm talking about rap and hip hop, like, right. they're all dead. It's true. Whitney is dead.
It's true.
Even though she ain't rapping hip hop.
Right. Bobby. She's not. Bobby. But, you know, Michael those Jackson leaders, is dead.
Yeah, those
Prince
leaders of
dead.
The music at that particular mm-hmm. time. Like,
they all gone.
They right? don't kind of really exist no more. Or, you know, I get it. No, I get it. But.
It makes me nostalgic.
Changed.
But now we got your girl, baby, who you like so much, Miss Cardi B.
I'm not going to lie. I will admit, that song is a banger.
Is it? What you like about that song, man? What you like about that song?
I might have said this last week.
Let me talk about Cardi B again.
Cardi B. Yeah. You know, my girl talking about Cardi B.
I mean, I give it to you. I give it up to Cardi B. It's been
fun. Right? All right. Cardi B, shout out, girl. You doing your thing, girl.
Yeah. I didn't bring her up.
Cardi B.
You did. I didn't bring her up.
What you think about that Cardi B, though? She did a performance tonight.
She did a great performance tonight. But I love that, you know, she's the first solo rap female artist since Lauryn Hill, who is still on my list.
I mean, that's one of the greatest albums of all time. It's such a
let's be
Hill,
real.
You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But turn. I mean, she's held it for about 3 weeks at this point.
She's
like,
still number
she's
one?
Now
is she still
surpassed,
number one?
Yeah, she's that's now dope. Surpassed Lauryn Hill.
That's what's up.
That's
mm-hmm. You know,
I mean, eventually I knew somewhere along. I mean, time changes. that's music so funny. Changes with it. Somebody's going to take the place during the time or something.
You know,
mm-hmm, so.
Mm-hmm. It's an interesting evolution. And I'm still a Little Kim fan.
Yeah,
I went Kim to see Bad Boy in concert, and I lost my mind when Little Kim came out. Like, she comes on the radio when they play old school, and I'm still, like, in it.
They had everybody.
Oh, I loved it.
I think iTunes have a little video about with the Bad Boys thing.
Oh, Puffy showed up late, and they didn't do a sound check until late. And it's funny, because, like, doing audio, you were like, oh, my gosh, I would have failed school if I waited this late to do a sound check. Like, the audience is here. But they came out, and the only thing I wished, I know DMX showed up. At like the
DC
the,
concert,
yeah,
I think
the
it
one
was.
Before
yeah.
us.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Had a concert?
And I was like, oh,
yeah, when they went to DC,
I was like, oh man, if we could have had some DMX,
yo, DMX is my junk. That DMX. First album, you know, is dark and hell is hot.
You mean, and
mean,
then he put out that second one
like
two days later. Not even 2 weeks.
I'm mad
that was
DMX
a hot
put
summer.
Out like 5-6 albums
he
in the first like 6 months
right.
of his career.
They spoke highly about that.
That was a hot summer.
Put out new songs like
DMX
that.
Is my junk, man. Talk about killing people in creative and lyrical ways. Goodness gracious. I swear, if DMX was ever rapping about the truth, that fool would be under the jail. Cause that fool killed like 60, 70 people in every album.
Occasionally,
that's my dog though. I love DMX.
Occasionally, like I think, did he impersonate a police officer years ago?
I don't know what the hell
he
did. I know he was
yet.
On crack or something. I don't know. He was doing something crazy.
Some guy kicked.
I will admit though, if you have not seen him do Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, it is the dopest thing ever.
It's on point.
It was literally my ringtone. All Christmas long.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Come on, come on. Like, it was it was pure DMX style. One of my faves, I must admit. Like, no one can touch the storytelling of DMX.
Mm-hmm.
He paints a picture for you.
A grimy
picture.
Maybe,
you know, he and Biggie and, you know, but like, and let me not leave out Jay, you know.
Oh, yeah,
like,
Jay.
We saw him on SNL the other week. He was good.
Oh, he was amazing.
I liked it. It was. Did you like that?
Yeah,
it was tight,
I mean,
man.
For a
it
premiere,
was.
Oh,
a premiere
it was.
For Saturday Night Live. That's, yeah.
It was a great.
I thought
premiere.
He did it like his second song. He did. You know, I thought it was a very vulnerable. Yeah, I thought it was a very vulnerable performance. You know what I mean? Yeah, exactly. Where he was just him and the mic.
He was going
you
in.
You know, when he was just you know doing his thing, and I you know at first I was like. The hell is he doing? You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't know if I got it at the first like minute or two.
Because if you was ready to
but
be hard.
It just got me. And I was like, man, this fool is really going in and he doing his thing, man. You know, he's
it's
really
a grown
feeling it. It's like a,
man's
it's like, exactly.
Album.
You know, yeah. This ain't no kid mumble
no,
stuff.
This,
this is like
grown
people,
up.
You know, 30 plus.
Yes. Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
I done
yeah.
done some things. I done been through some
and
stuff.
And
type
I
out,
apologize.
You know what I mean?
I don't understand why is the older people arguing for the young and the young is arguing for the old and it's supposed to be at its own time.
What you mean by that? What you do explain?
Okay, so like, all right, so you got young people, right? So everybody, the younger generation, they're ready to challenge everybody, you
uh-huh.
know, because they don't listen to nobody. They don't have nobody above them to tell them what to do. They
mm-hmm.
they just rebellious. So anybody that was the top artists at that particular time, they coming for their neck. You know what I mean? And then you got the older ones that come out of nowhere.
Like who? Like a Jay?
Nah, not like a Jay. Like a Trick.
Oh, Trick Daddy.
Well, Daddy was on BET.
Now, don't get me wrong.
Trick Daddy a lot rounder. I remember his ass back in the day.
I mean, don't get me wrong. What they're saying is still right, though. You know, whatever they're saying is still right because they still want to let everybody know that, hey, we're the reason why y'all doing what y'all doing.
Well,
don't
and it hasn't
forget
left
that
yet.
Part now.
You know, it's like when Big Daddy Kane got on stage a couple years ago, he made it a point to say, learn your craft. If you want to call yourself an artist and you want to be recognized as a hip-hop artist, then learn your craft.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't learn your craft if you can't at 45. Like, Big Daddy Kane was up there dancing, moving, rapping, had his hype man, but he did his song. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of these cats out here today, they just want the fame and the glitz. And not saying that they can't do it, but if you can't do a live show, like Outkast used to run 5 miles an hour.
Because, I mean, you make more money
5 miles
doing
a day.
Shows. Yeah, I know, right?
While rapping around the block.
While rapping.
You know what I'm saying?
So because
they practice their craft, you know, in the shows.
Because
you
they
know.
Were fast rappers. You can't get out on stage and slow your rap down because you can't handle
and
it.
And still be hype.
No.
I put Big Boy and them cats up to anybody today.
Oh,
I listened to
hands
Big
down.
Boy put out an album just recently too, and it was on point, you know. But you ain't never gonna hear it on the radio because they're not really playing that kind of music no more.
It's not,
he didn't mumble
know,
through the whole album, you know what I'm saying? Maybe I'm sure. Maybe I'm showing my age by talking about mumble rappers
sexy.
And crap like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not that old, but dang, I can't stand mumble rap. My favorite rapper, Tech N9ne, you know what I'm saying? Which is like technical, super fast,
number
you
one
know,
independent.
Lyrics on top of lyrics on top. Number one independent in the world for like 10 years, you
and
know?
And when he goes
I respect
on
talent.
Everybody don't know
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, no, people don't even know Tech N9ne.
If you ain't never heard of him.
I'm from the Midwest, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, so I respect some different rappers than people might not know in you know,
look
the
up
South.
Some Tech N9ne.
Or the, yeah, look up Tech
N9ne.
He the man. He the man, you know what I'm
His
saying?
His concerts are amazing.
Yeah, we went to that's right, we was
it was
a
5 hour long concert with like 6 or 7 acts from his label,
all
and all
label.
Of them are technical and
what?
Fast.
All real, you know.
So all
just
night
like
was
you don't have to go fast the whole time. You got to have skills and lyrics. You know what I'm saying? That's the main thing.
I'm talking about the person that's listening to it.
Well, you got to listen fast. You know, if you can't listen slow, you know,
you
can't
listen
slow.
Because I'm like, I know how Tech N9ne goes.
But did
hip hop
begin as an art of words? It was the poets of the ghetto. It was the we. A lot of people don't realize.
It wasn't
realize.
Just Tech for 5 hours. It was
well,
like
no.
a told everybody.
It was like Mayday and Ritz. If you don't know Ritz.
Yeah, that white boy.
Like we talk about Eminem. If you don't know Ritz.
Mm-hmm.
Ritz got up there, and when I tell you he needed no hype man, that man single-handedly had the crowd in the
palm
of
his
hand the whole time he came out.
By himself.
It was amazing.
Just rapping.
Gotta know how to do it. Shoot.
It was amazing.
Eminem was on the BET Awards,
dog, did y'all see that? Eminem went ham on Donald Trump. Oh, my God.
Oh, Eminem. See,
he had something to say, and he came to say it.
I respect Eminem a lot.
I respect him just because of the fact that He drew out his line for his fans and told y'all, look, y'all can either be on my side or you can be over there.
On the side of evil.
You can live in both places. But right now, this is what we doing, and I need you over here.
Yo, Eminem said more tonight for like
he said
black
10
people,
years.
Like black people, like causes and stuff like that than anybody else on the BET Awards said or anybody else has said in a long time, if you ask me. Like Eminem went in. I don't know. And I love Eminem's rap because he going in creatively.
He does.
He got lyrics. He got passion.
Wordplay.
You know, wordplay. I think he has the greatest wordplay of any rapper of all time. And this is coming from someone that's like a Tech N9ne fan, like I said earlier, who I think wordplay is great. But I think Eminem is like on a like different level than even Tech when it comes to wordplay and metaphors and similes and all that kind of stuff and just making people think. You know what I mean? I think he got a platform with these Caucasian folk too, because they'll listen to him. You know, they, you know, we can say, oh, we can scream from the top of our rafters all we want about some stuff, you know, but they won't listen to us like they'll listen to him. So I give kudos to what he said tonight.
We're very influential now,
don't get, We've always been.
I'm talking about with certain communities. We're influential with certain communities, you know, but other folks are more influential with their community than we are. And he's one of them people.
I watch some of them Caucasians walk outside with their pants halfway.
Well, I know exactly, you know what I mean?
You know, they got the bandanas. Don't you tell them they somebody different.
But I'm just saying, they not, but they going to listen.
But Eminem already got them.
You know what I mean? So I respect Eminem for what he's saying.
And I think that's why he said what he said. Like, this is the line. Like, you get to be on my side or you're going to be on that side. But I'm letting you know right now.
He made his position very clear.
Exactly. He ain't meant to nobody's words.
Shout out Eminem, young. We feel you. And I'm on your side, homie.
Nah. I've been on Eminem's side since the early 2000s, man. He's been killing it.
I think after last week, you could tell what side we was on. We might have drawn that line.
Did we talk about what wine we drinking today?
Oh no,
we did not. My bad, y'all. We had so much stuff.
I was gonna
to
get
go.
It.
Sorry, we was feeling this hip hop vibe.
Don't worry, I was gonna flip that conversation back
to
it.
I'm trying to get this Roscato thing going
because the Roscato was real sweet.
What we got going on, Kiki?
It's a Roscato sweet wine. Thank you, Roscato.
I'm a grown man drinking wine. 8%
alcohol. That's all I care about. Like, what's the alcohol number on it? You know what I mean? Who else out there be like that?
Delicious.
Not listening to P-Hat right now.
Yo, no. P-Hat go to the restaurant.
A very good wine and grown people drinking wine.
Let me tell you how I choose my alcohol at the restaurant.
There's
I don't give
a
crap what the name is. I don't give a crap about any of that. I do a price to alcohol ratio.
He
like
does.
Real talk.
He really does.
What has the highest alcohol content compared to the lowest price? And that is what I'm getting every single time. You know what I'm saying?
He does.
So
does it have a name? Does it have a name to the drink? Do you actually?
I don't give a crap what the name of the drink
is. He will
is.
Try something new.
Okay.
I tell a waiter come and be like, hey, what's this 8%? That's for like $5.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
So,
what you
so officially explain to like everybody again how to get how to properly get wine. Tell them again. I'm sorry.
How to properly get. Oh, this ain't even wine.
This is
alcohol.
This is alcohol, period.
You know,
okay.
Beer.
So,
beer and all that kind of stuff.
Correctly
too.
Tell everybody
the
how you're supposed to get your. Is
to
this
alcohol
at the bar
ratio.
Is this at the bar or is this at the liquor store?
This is wherever they got a whole bunch of different alcohol. You know, like you go to places and they got
so
like 80.
Okay,
got
go ahead. I'm ready for this
because
I think
you know
I'm spending
saying?
Too much on my liquor anyway.
It ain't even that hard to explain. It's real simple.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead,
you know,
P-Hat.
You go to one
P-Hat
of the restaurants,
got
they got like,
us.
You know, when you go to one of the restaurants, they got like 100 beers on tap or 50 beers on tap or whatever, whatever.
Okay.
Dog, they give you a list and the list usually has a name, alcohol content, and price.
It does.
And the price is usually about between like, you know, $4-$5 to like $7-$8. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I'm looking for, I ain't looking for no like $8 beer with like 4% alcohol. I mean, what the point is that? What's the point
this
of that? It don't make no
this
sense.
Very frustrating.
I want an 8% beer
for $4.
For like $4. Or like $5 or something like
it's
that.
Like
you know
a
what I'm saying?
Science.
So when so when I see that and I'm like, okay, that's 7.5%.
That actually sounds good.
$5.
I like that.
I'll mess with that. You know what I'm
good.
Saying?
Or
I'll try
or what you can do is you can know the bartender.
True.
That too.
And then
get what they say.
Mr. UL is telling
yes.
y'all to learn the bartender.
Hey, that's how you get the most stuff. You gotta start
yes.
who you know, bro.
I went to a wedding this weekend, and me and the bartender were on first name basis.
What?
Because you always treat
you meet first.
You what? Always yep. treat your bartender, your food service. You always treat them with the utmost respect. I learned that in college.
Oh my God,
they will never so let you go hungry or without a drink.
They give you that double shot. You know what I'm saying? When you only ask for a single. It's
beautiful. Yes. Mm-hmm. Like, that's... let me tell you, I got my drink from her. I was like, thanks, boo. I'm going to see you later. Now, mind you, I was one of the only brown faces in the room.
Yes, yeah, brown face.
You know, not.
Because of where we were.
Because of where we were. Right. It was
should
one of
tell
my.
Them, should we tell them where we were?
One of my friends got married from college, and I went to a predominantly white college. So I was one in the room. Mm-hmm. There may have been four of us. So I was pretty memorable.
Okay.
But, hey, boo, how you doing? Ooh, I don't know what I want. I got it. Why don't you just give me whatever you make? Make a sweet, make a strong. When I tell you this girl came through, I drank that drink the rest of the night. I don't even know what it was. I know I had like blueberry vodka
it. She made a drink for you to only come one time?
Oh,
y'all was on first name basis.
And now I can't even think of it now. I think it was Erica. I
was
like,
Erica. Margarita? Yeah.
No, her name was not Margarita. My goodness, that might have been one of the drinks we had.
Some girls, do I give them their name? Oh no, the bartenders.
Yes. Oh, I saw her the whole night. She gave me hugs. Yes.
That's my girl Hennessy over there. What's up, Hennessy? You know what I'm saying?
Everything was hey, boo. I know
there's a Hennessy Jenkins out there. Don't lie.
Then she got me a shot. Like, she took care of us all night at the after party. She was like, your girl needs a cigarette. All right, I don't smoke, but I'm going to find somebody that does. Like, she, when I tell you she came through, always treat your bartenders nicely. Always treat your servers nicely. Okay. They will take care of you.
I got one kind of similar. That's funny that y'all brought that up. Mm-hmm. Okay, so definitely like to go to Jasper's every now and then and go hang out at the bar.
Okay.
So I go to a cookout over the weekend, and while I'm at the cookout, this is like one of the family cookouts. I'm at the family cookout, and I see the bartender at the cookout.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up. Oh, wait. Is he like your cousin that you ain't know?
This is she.
Oh, she was your cousin?
Yes. Definitely came up and then come to find out. Now, mind you, I've been seeing this bartender for at least, I don't know, half a year.
I hope you treat her right.
What? That's my homie.
There you go.
So when I seen her, and then not only did I see her and say, hey, what you doing here? I found out that's my cousin.
I love it.
It's your cousin?
My sister found a cousin of ours in the bathroom. Turned to my cousin. I love it.
I'm glad you weren't trying to hit on her.
Right.
I know, right?
That'd be the worst one.
But I'm glad you were nice to her in the beginning. Yeah, made finding out you were cousins a little easier.
But I had to tell her to come here for a second before she started talking. I said, like, hold up, come here. We got to draw a line real quick because you can only go but so far
what
right
What happens
now.
At Jasper's stays at Jasper's.
If it's your cousin, you end up like old dude on Game of Thrones doing your auntie.
Really? Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. Wow. We don't talk about Jon Snow and his auntie.
Really?
Doing it. Nasty.
Oh my
Gross.
Gracious.
Whatever,
so,
P hat.
Clearly, I'm just saying. Shout out once
so
again
to
Riscato.
I'm glad you knew it was your cousin. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, shout out to our Riscato.
Shout out Riscato.
Mm-hmm. Definitely happy hour.
Sweet white. So,
what are we talking about this week?
You know, it's been a real crazy, crazy week.
Such is the time
this week. You know, because they all are. But one thing that stood out, Cam Newton. I mean, like,
my
every
man,
week,
Cam.
It was so funny because before it was the NFL and kneeling and them standing as one. And then it was like, so Cam Newton's in the news. And I was like, why you get singled out?
Today?
Wait a minute. What Cam did you do?
What Cam do?
So in a press conference, a female reporter said to him, you know, she asked him a question about routes. And he responded by saying, oh, I'm not used to hearing, it's funny. I'm not used to hearing a female talk about rights. Huh, it's funny. And then he proceeded to answer the question.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people called him sexist. A lot of people said his comment was sexist. A lot of people got mad because he used the word female.
Okay.
I had a different feeling. Personally, the thing that got me, being a woman in a male-dominated field in audio engineering, mm-hmm. I have heard friends tell me, I have to get used to hearing a woman use these terms because I'm surrounded by men. I never took offense to that. Maybe because they were friends and there was nothing behind their statement.
Okay.
I didn't have a problem with Cam saying female.
Mm-hmm. Right?
She's a woman. So I didn't have an issue, personally,
okay.
with that.
What was it?
My issue was the facial expressions he made and the snark he said it with.
She just hate that Negro face.
Well, no.
Yeah, that's exactly what she just
the
said.
The tone.
No, Cam
no,
Newton,
that
she
is
just
not
said
what
she
I
don't
meant.
Like your face,
I
Cam.
Saying, I just hate that Negro
that
face.
That is not what
Cam,
I meant. While I am not a huge Cam Newton fan,
mm-hmm.
I didn't like the tone behind what he said to mm-hmm. go, it's funny. I'm not used to hearing
How
a woman
Cam?
Talk
Cam
about
old?
It.
I mean, Cam
old enough to not
something.
Giggle when you have two grown, when you have two children. And he even said in an apology, I have two little girls and I let them know they can be whatever they want to be. So, maybe you should take that darn snark
out
of your mouth.
I liked his apology. His apology was on point.
Did he have to make that comment?
Probably. He didn't.
I think
he could have just answered the question.
I don't think that directly came from him.
I saw his apology, though. And as much as I be a Cam hater sometimes,
he wasn't thinking about it.
I'm a Chiefs fan, but, you know, so I don't, like, hate Cam like that. But
P hat though. That
I did. I am a Chiefs fan. 5-0, baby.
There you go.
Only undefeated team.
In the NFL right now.
Oh, you gracious. Yes.
I'm going to drink go Chiefs. I'm going to drink some Riscato to that.
Go Chiefs.
Hold up one second.
Now you see where our wine goes.
But.
Go Chiefs.
As much as I be a Cam hater sometimes, you know, I've been a Cam hater for a long time. I don't know why. I just, like you said.
Exactly. He don't even know why.
That's not what I said.
You see, I know that's not what you said.
Y'all just be out here hating people, and y'all know why y'all hating people. P-Hat just told you.
I know. I don't know why.
P-Hat is going to really educate y'all on some stuff.
Is there somebody who you just don't know why you don't like them? But it's like a person in your life. This is a question I just got random. I just a question in your life. Wait a minute. That is there a person that you just don't like? You don't even know why you don't like them. It could be the way they look. Or
I
just
think
like,
everybody got somebody.
You know, y'all got something like that in your life, or just something that you see on TV, or something that you have no reason. Like it's irrational. Really,
just make it go.
Yeah, just make your face kind of go up.
No, I think I'm really trying to
like. When you just like say, oh, I hate his face.
Cut somebody off the other day.
Like even when he talks, and he could be saying some real nice stuff, you're just like, I hate his face.
Just like, your breath stink. You know anybody what, like that? You know
when
what I mean?
Have a bad day.
Well, that's a
how
reason.
About that? When I have a bad day, uh-huh. If your breath does stink, you deserve to get the mad face and everything else that comes with it because your breath stink. Uh-huh. You ain't supposed to come outside, no. But, if I'm having a bad day,
there's a lot of people that fall in that category.
Yeah, you kind of fall in that category.
That's true.
Mine is true. If I hear a lot of stupid, I squinch my face up like I'm confused. Mm-hmm. Like that'll help me understand the dumb.
Mm-hmm. See, that's why we trying to like put people in categories because you just know this is what you're going to hear. When I go to the gym and I go work out, there's always somebody in the locker room that has something smart to say about, for example, the sports or something like that, you know, something that just makes no sense. And you just like, I had one person the other day, of course he was a Trump supporter, black guy, I mean it shouldn't matter, but anyways, he was just going in there and was saying all his reasons for why, you know, he's okay. And I was like, yeah, it's time for me to go ahead and put my stuff on so I get up out of here.
That's when you go. Okay, sir.
I'm not even about to get into the middle of that. It's
time
to go.
Have a great day.
Because y'all not going to change and y'all just going to stay over there.
I mean, I feel like now everything is so heightened. Everybody's like, I couldn't understand why women were mad at Cam because he used the word female.
Like, I mean, not everybody's.
I feel like we missed the point.
Yeah, if you mad because he used the word female, I feel like you definitely missed the point.
Or, I don't know, because my issue was the facial expressions and the tone that came with it. Mm-hmm. It was very condescending. It was very, oh, it's cute. No, it isn't. She's doing her job. And men need to realize, those football players need to realize 50%, if not more, of their fans are women.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll do it like this, like, because I do agree. And I just heard it recently. And
I did not agree with his
Cam, y'all messed up on that joint, but you knew that you messed up.
And
so
I thank you for putting out.
Yeah, you made something.
An apology and recognizing that something did maybe need to be said.
I thought his apology was sincere.
Said.
I ain't going to lie. Like I said, as much as of a hater I am sometimes but on it, Cam, I thought his apology was sincere. And I
but did
like
anybody ask, was there a reason why he did that?
Did what? He just did it because that's who he is. You know what I'm saying? Answer the
question. But I mean, he could have just answered the question.
For example, because you're talking about routes and you're talking about plays.
Right.
And then growing up from his age, right, because you said that you don't have any problem with the word. You had more of a problem with the kind of the tone.
Well, the thing was, right? That comment never needed to be said.
It really
did. If the question was asked by a man, he would have just answered the question.
That's a good
point.
But
we already know who
woman said it. He felt the need for some reason to make a comment.
And it was that douchey McDouche face vibe.
And it was
so it's not new. So it's not new, right?
No, it's never. If you are a female, sorry, women or whomever get mad by that. I am a female, right? Ice Cube said it best. Female. If you are a female, then at some point during your day, you probably experience sexism at some point, whether it is intentional, whether it is passing by or somewhere.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But the fact of the matter is, he didn't need to say the comment. Some things some people need to realize, you don't have to say everything.
Right. And I
some
agree
thoughts
with it.
Are better left in your head.
This is very true.
Your opinion at that point wasn't necessary.
That's true. It's very true. Like I said, I just recently heard it, and I saw it, and I was like, yeah, Cam, you fucked up on that one.
Just a little bit.
But at the same time.
He apologized.
He did apologize.
He did.
But at the same time, I see where someone is not used to something.
Yes.
And then something happens, and then while you're listening to it,
yes,
you're like, wow, I don't think I've ever heard someone else talk about
that
routes or plays,
but
you know, I've never seen
in a press conference. Where else is she supposed to ask that question? You're a football player.
Do they really ask that same question?
Oh yeah, that's the thing.
It was a basic football question.
Right.
The other thing too is that nowadays, you know, going ESPN and stuff, seeing a woman commentator ain't nothing new. You know what I mean?
That was hard work.
And women reporters and all that stuff.
That was hard work in the beginning of the day.
So it's not even a new thing. So for him to say it, I think a lot of folks took offense because for him to say that, like, this is some weird thing when it's not really, because women.
It's been going on. It's not new.
It's like if you had a.
Look at Jamel, who just got. Jamel Hill, who just got suspended for making another tweet. But, you know, she be making the comments. You know, I mean, it's like we've got plenty of women, you know, out there doing this, you know, and asking questions like that. So it was just kind of weird for him to say that.
I definitely have respect for my females. Please don't get that question.
Yeah, no, of course you do.
Definitely do. Oh, yeah, definitely. I had to make sure I put that out there.
Some things should be left in your head. Yeah. Everything does not have to be an out loud commentary.
He slipped on that one.
He did.
I ain't
like
even going to try to fight that. I was thinking about it, and I was like, all right, I'll leave it alone. Yeah, some of them, like you just said, some of them left in your head.
Right.
Yeah, I'll leave
it
alone.
Saying something in front of a female judge, and she goes, well, sir, you know, she makes a comment about your action. I'm not used to having a female judge say these things to me.
Right.
That's not the time to open your mouth and say that.
I know,
he'd
be like, you're so cute. You are really cute telling me that you got to go to jail.
Right. I agree. I know. I 100% agree.
People went crazy
for
various reasons. And I heard women say, you know, I don't think he should have apologized and da 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 da. Like,
he shouldn't apologize.
Everybody I feel like everyone is super sensitive at this moment.
Yeah, right now
if
is the best time.
If you believe what I believe,
yeah.
We all on edge.
If you're trying to make a women's t-shirt, it's probably the best time to make a women's t-shirt. Yeah, because they coming together.
Well, mm-hmm. I mean, anytime together, you like have it. To blatantly say, I'm the first woman to do, you know, we should be moving forward, I think. But, I mean, shout out to my first, shout out to my, you know,
Second, third, fourth, and everybody else that followed in the circle of the way the world works.
Let's go in progress. Like, we're moving. We're all people at the end of the day. Men, women, black, white, orange, purple, blue, green, whatever.
Yeah.
You know? So, mm-hmm. I don't know. That was Cam. Cam, I say cut off that goatee. Just an opinion.
I know you had some choice words for that little chin
chin.
With the little blonde pubes on his chin. With the facial expression, I just also didn't understand.
I gotta come check where you from. If they like, they dressing
that
like that, where you from?
Douchey McDouche face. And on that. Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Well, oh my. Okay, well, since we got into that a bit, we'll move on to our big topic of the day.
What's that?
I was kind of curious this week about relationship deal breakers.
Oh,
like,
man.
Do you have any relationships? Absolutely not. Like,
can't stink.
What?
No, that is a very important thing.
That's a very important
it's
thing.
It's a very important
your
thing.
Your booty stink. That's
remember,
a deal
you're asking a question now that's going to be a difference between male and
that
females.
Is
Venus and Mars
that's
is about to take place.
I wasn't thinking of that, but then again, I'm
but this
not
is how you.
You.
This is how you educate. This is how you educate yourself, and
once
then now
again,
you know.
Shout out, Riscato.
Is it Riscato? Oh yeah, yeah, definitely Riscato. I am
that
trying
sweet,
Riscato.
Sweet,
I will make people
Dolce
start
Blanco.
Drinking your bottle if you start sending them. Okay, just letting you know.
So I don't know. I was wondering, Mr. UL, do you have any relationship deal breakers?
Well, I'm definitely down with P-Hat and making sure your booty hole don't stink.
Well, I think that
most
should be
definitely.
A universal
rule.
There will be no dead bugging in a stinking booty hole.
I'm
but
sorry.
Definitely
I
want to smell
about that
good.
Last,
definitely
about that
want
week?
You to smell
no, not
good.
On, not on the podcast.
I was talking about that one outside the podcast.
That was an afterthought. Sorry, y'all.
Oh, my bad. I thought we put that on wax last week.
No,
my bad. Okay.
No. But yes, if you do have a stinky booty.
And if you don't know what Dead Buccaneer, shout out to Survivor's Remorse.
Thank you for putting
that
on,
because it's hilarious.
It's amazing.
Watch
Thank
it.
Thank you
on
so
Stars.
Much.
LeBron James
There's
got his show.
Somebody busting out laughing
My mind
right
was
now.
Blown.
Yeah.
My mind was blown.
Dead Bugger. Had never heard of it.
Ooh, I learned.
But you will not have a stinky booty and expect a dead bug.
Any other?
I do not. I am not a fan of women that are not independent. I am not a.
Preach to us. Preach to us. What you mean by that?
Dick and pussy is equal. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Just because you give up pussy, don't mean I have to give you anything besides my dick. Now I choose to give you more than my dick because I feel like being a man is supposed to say I'm supposed to give you more than my dick.
Like your heart?
Yeah.
Your
like
heart,
that.
Your mind.
I mean to go all romantical on you.
I'm
Sorry.
Just saying, but the reason why I say that part, because in what's going on today, you know what I mean? Women believe there are some women, and I'm only talking to the women who actually feel offended to it. So if you feel offended to it, it's probably because it's you. The ones that are not even listening to me, I'm not talking about you. So.
Oh, gracious.
There's some women that really believe that because they open their leg, they're supposed to get everything.
But there are also a lot of men who believe that because they took you to dinner, they should get everything.
Well, it depends on what dinner is.
No, it goes
We're
talking
both. Shrimp and lobster.
It's all the same. Don't try to pull that mess. No, it's all the same.
It's not a don't try to pull that mess. You know where you get taken to.
Yes.
You know when you get picked up, you know all of that.
So
you
I'm
know the
to give
differences
it up because of that.
Not saying you supposed to, but if I've gotten you to the point where I'm now taking you to the five, where you have come up from the one star to the five star, yes.
So if on a first date, let's say you take me,
if I tell you to get out my car while I'm driving to wherever we supposed to go, and you outside cold, when you yeah. Because guys play that role.
McDonald gets you a kiss on the cheek, you know, some red lobster, you know, just a tip. You know what I'm saying? Just a tip, right? Just a tip.
He had
about that
fight. He didn't ready to finish.
There is some truth to
you
that.
You know, a steakhouse. I mean, a steakhouse.
So if you take me to a steakhouse on our first date, I'm supposed to give it up to you because
not
you
a steak
honey on me?
Not a steakhouse. Not a steakhouse. Now, if you start being specific about your steak, like
McCormick
you've already been here
Schmidt.
Before.
I got lobster. And you want to- I got shrimp. I got a range of topics. I'm supposed to just, my gratitude is
no.
My pussy?
Definitely
no,
not. No, see, no. When a woman expresses it back, it sounds different on the other end. Women say they give all the titles of what it is that they're allowed to give or whatever the things are,
okay.
Whatever that is.
Mm-hmm,
you know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? So it's like you all automatically get put in the leadership role or whatever that case is. You know, you just listen to whatever it is that you want to listen to in that sense. But if I was to say, all right, I'm going to take you out to this location, and you say, nah, I want to go here. And then I said, okay, cool.
Okay.
And I'm doing all the things for you. Like, what is the purpose of why we're doing what we're doing?
To date and get to know,
right.
each,
know
other.
Each other.
Yeah, mm-hmm. What is dating? What comes
get
along?
To get
each other.
To know each other.
Right. So you get to know. That's a part of knowing you. I want to know you like that,
it
too.
It is, but
later on, I guess.
I personally am not one of those first date girls.
No.
I'm not.
Okay.
So, like, if you go out with me,
right,
you know that up front. I don't feel like my coup is a penance for anything that you've done that evening. You're supposed to open doors. You're supposed to be kind.
Right. And we're
nice.
Speaking from an older generation.
And
but
that's
I'm
just
watching
my personal,
what's. No, you're. But you're right.
You
but
know,
I'm watching what's going on right now. And there's a generation that is going on that really believes that their inside is gold. And because it's gold, men mm-hmm. are supposed to do all of this by default.
I think
that's what's going
on. So do you think so, Mr. Ewa, do you think that like men, do you think it's an archaic thing for men, you know, to go all out and all that stuff? Do you think it's more equal nowadays in this modern society? Or do you think we're still in like the old school where chivalry reigns supreme? Do you think chivalry is dead? Do you think chivalry is
that there's still
do you think chivalry is a bad thing?
Not at all. But if that's gonna be whatever's gonna be the case, make sure that it happens on both ends. Not just one, it works for the women, but doesn't work for the guy. or so you almost
feel
guy.
Like you almost feel like women's lib and all that's the women are equals now we're saying so it's like you know y'all can't expect us to open every door for you is that what you're saying like you know and doing well, all nah, this and paying for everything
I have no problem with that. I actually still do those right. type of things of and course, then when I do it they actually say oh my god thank you. Like, you they're shocked. Yeah. Like, yeah, they're yeah. completely shocked.
These young cats right. don't do that and kind of crap.
Lot
of
dudes don't.
That's what's up.
And
you know what
me
I mean?
Opening and me opening the door would get me some on the first night.
And maybe that's me. I don't necessarily think opening a door for me is like, you don't get a cookie for it because you made it to the door first. Like, I'm capable of opening the door for me.
Right.
But I was also taught, you know, you let a man be a man and a woman be a woman. If I have to be both, then one of us isn't necessary in this relationship.
Amen to that. That's
like,
true.
And
that's
a lot
true.
Of women, it is hard if you are running a household and maintaining for men that have not stepped up in the past.
Mm-hmm.
It is hard to allow sometimes a man to be a man. You may want to give him some leeway, but he also has to earn that.
It's called a wall and it goes both ways.
It does.
It's a wall and it goes
women
both ways.
It may be the same.
But see,
for
that's
you.
My hope. That I kind of maybe that's why I lingered it on longer than I was supposed to. The point that I was making is that it always stays where it's 50-50 the way it happens.
Mm-hmm.
Because they, you know what I mean? Like I said, it's one goes up one way and then the other one goes down or vice versa. It's either the guy is winning right now because we're getting all the money. So no matter how much money you get, because there are women who come out of nowhere because of my money just goes up in the air. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's why I even brought up what I brought up.
I ain't
but
saying
then at
shit.
The same
Go,
time.
Thanks, Kanye.
Thank you, Pierre.
Mm-hmm.
But no, like this, these are the things that happen and it becomes natural. And it's what's becoming natural. So when we stop and have a conversation about it, then it's like people kind of get like rebellious or whatever the case may be for those who's listening. Because I know somebody's probably tweeting me right now, telling me something different. But it's the truth. Like, you know what I mean? Like I said, when I actually sat down and as much as I would do to try to get a woman's attention,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then to get, you know, pushed to the curb for that attention. Like, it took a lot. You know, I remember, like, maybe in third grade or something like that, like Valentine's Day or something, I had to put, like, go to CVS, get the card, do all this other stuff, to give it to somebody to show your appreciation to them,
mm-hmm.
and they get to choose to say yay or nay.
But they always have that choice.
This is what I'm saying.
But you always have that choice.
What choice?
Because
choice
if a girl does the same thing to you,
How often is it now?
But it, I mean,
men
every
are
day.
Supposed now. It's
women
like
do
men...
it often as well. There are plenty of times that I've put myself in a position where I'm like, okay, I'm gonna show some appreciation, and he may not like me, and that's fine. My world didn't end. I kept it moving. Like some people just don't like you, you know.
Yeah,
and I hate to say it like
it's some
that.
Some people don't.
They're not your compatible mate, but it doesn't
signs.
Mean that they're shooting you down. Like,
right.
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they're trying to be nice to you. Understand
right.
the signs.
Right.
They don't like you.
And it doesn't make you foolish
them,
for
yeah,
doing
tell them
it.
They don't like them, yeah.
They don't like you. You
and
know?
It's just, it's no harm, no foul.
It's not. No, it isn't. They don't like you.
They don't like you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, going to, in middle school, didn't you like some girls that just didn't like you back?
I mean,
liked some dudes that just didn't
like
me back.
I don't know about y'all, but I don't know if that ever happened to me. You know what I'm saying? Everybody like me.
Oh,
you know,
gracious.
I don't know if I had that experience.
I want to be like P-Hat when I grew up.
Right?
One of these days.
You know what I'm saying? Because he always going to spit you some knowledge.
Oh, gracious.
I mean, you know. Only after drinking some Moscato.
I mean, I'm just throwing out middle school just because it was something everybody went through. But like,
No. I'm not going to say.
There's been a moment in your life where you're into a chick or you think you're interested in a girl.
A lot.
And it's like,
matter of fact, I think it might have happened last year.
I mean, so right.
Oh, yeah, the year before. Somewhere mm-hmm. around that time frame. Yeah, definitely. And I
it
learned
happens.
Very fast. But that it happens, though. It's not supposed to happen. Because I swear, I think it's a time where, and it goes both ways. Like
right. Everything is equal.
You know what I mean? But it's just not said that it goes both ways.
I don't know. Being a girl on the other side of it, I maybe we don't talk about it as much.
It's like the instructions that was given from in the past on what the male's supposed to do versus what the female is supposed to do.
Yeah.
It made more sense at the time. Now you got a group now that's trying to take those same principles and remix it.
But I, yeah,
make it work for them. Make them work for them the way they didn't want it to work for them. Like I seen girls who have phones that take out their phones and go through their contact list, depending on who's calling, and they call based upon what they're going to do. You got one that's going to take you to the movies.
But dude, you got one that take you. Same thing. They have their little black books, and
the little black books is to do what?
It depends what you want. Don't act brand new.
What does the black book? No, I want to know because you know about the little black book. What's the black book?
Everybody got a little black book.
She's about to tell us about the black book. What's the black book?
I mean, but like you said, it's your contact list.
It's the, mm-hmm. the black book. My contact list was gray.
What? Look, don't get cute. Shout out to Roscato. Don't get cute. You know what I'm saying. you know if you want to have a good night and you don't want to have to worry about nobody's drama, you know who to call that night. You know, even if you've had a bad day, I don't have to deal. Everybody ain't got to have a bad day. You're the person I can chill with, I can party with. I'm going to have a good night if I roll with you. Mm-hmm. You're going to call that person over somebody who always has drama, is always pulling you into the drama.
I just cut them off now.
But you know what I'm saying?
Ooh, somebody going to hear this.
Ain't right. That might have been why you get cut off. Just saying. But like you know, the same way you said that girls do that, boys do it all the time.
I mean, but we started it. You know, that's our role. That's kind of like what we do.
Basically, boys and girls ain't that different from each other.
It's not really different. Not. You know what I'm saying? It's not. But that's what I'm saying. But it's,
you know, people think dudes is all diabolical and crap like that. Girls, but then I think too.
They think girls are right. Or like that.
All of y'all are.
It's always the miscommunications and the misconceptions. I think you think
this, I'll go with the misconceptions. Yeah. No one actually doesn't want to talk to each other and actually say what it is. I think communication actually takes place. If that actually takes place, then you can get a lot more done and you can see a lot more people get ahead and go ahead. So.
And I think people need to realize if you're trying to be in a real relationship, that's messy. Yeah. Like you're going to have to say some stuff that he won't like. She's going to have to say some stuff to you that is going to hurt your soul. If she's the one, she's going to want you to be better. Even if she's not the one and vice versa.
Yeah. I saw Jay-Z on Saturday Night Live.
What's the point of being in this relationship so that somebody agrees with everything you say?
Nope.
No.
That's stupid. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
It is stupid, but there's some people that does it. You know, because the idea is to make you happy. It's not to do everything you say.
No, exactly.
No, you say no, but I'm saying that's what it's for. It's meant for the person who does not know, and he's just being a guy, if that's the case. He's doing it because he's trying to make you happy.
True.
He's trying to, you know what I mean? And him doing what should be the right thing doesn't work.
Not all the time.
No, it doesn't work. You don't, you know, the good suffer. What is it? The last. P had helped me up with the thing. You know, the good suffer last or the bad. Whatever.
What? The good guys come in last?
Yeah, that thing.
Oh, good guys come last.
Come on, P had. You ain't supposed to have like nice, tell you
like,
first.
Like nice guys come last.
The nice guys coming last. And that is why. It's the truth.
I can make the same claim for nice girls.
Nice girls what? Come in last?
Yes.
Not if they cute.
Not if they cute.
I beg to differ. I don't know.
You can't beg to differ because you're maybe kiki quiet and girls you like last. Men.
You know, I mean, you ain't putting yourself I'm not out there. Ain't nobody going to see you. But I mean, if you're cute, somebody going to find you.
They'll find me. But like, luckily. I don't know. Maybe because I also wasn't one of those girls who I didn't always put myself out in a place where I had a lot of guy friends.
Normally, that's what happens.
You know, like I had got a lot of dudes. But then they were punks and a lot of them didn't tell me until later, like, oh, I totally liked you. I was just too scared to say something.
That's about right.
Was like, okay. But,
time frame, you know, timing is everything. Yeah.
Time is what it is. Like, I don't know. I just feel like a lot of the arguments you're making, it, like you said, it is 50-50. It can go both ways.
That's why I said it's. I've learned to listen to, first of all, I know how to start up stuff just because.
Yeah.
But I learned to listen to certain things because I'm trying to figure out why. There has to be, like, I know there's a why. For some people, they just sit back and just say it is what it is and they just let it be. But no, for some people, it's like there is a why. You know
sometimes
what I mean?
There
some
is.
People don't know that they're actually the problem.
True. Sometimes.
You know what I mean? They go along with life like it is what
look
it
at
is.
You sometimes.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So this is why you say it. But the reason why I was saying the 50-50 part, because it's like dick and money is like two different things.
So it's love and sex.
That's still two different things.
They are.
But there are two different things amongst two people. You don't have a dick. I mean, female. I know. Dang, what's going on now? Oh, I guy, know. We're in a different.
You're right.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And I was like, well, some of them.
I mean,
I called my.
What you're saying. Respect to everybody. Yeah, definitely. I'm a woman. I do not have one. Mm-hmm.
And
you know,
and when these things happen and they take place, it's like it's an automatic. Like, you know, there was a group that expected their doors to be open. And if you didn't open the door, you was not a man. That made sense the time when it was supposed to be what it is. Now, to watch the reasoning why women are trying to get ahead. You got reality TV shows giving the blueprint on how to get ahead. You're not having the TV shows that's giving the blueprint about, well, go get your degree, go become a doctor, go become this. Matter of fact, the ones in college can't wait till they like graduate so they can stop thinking about all the stuff that they did while they was in college. You know, from
they
that
live in a former life.
The females. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to always sound different between the males and the females from that aspect.
I mean, we have different
because
experiences.
Because females are on a higher pedestal. Females are on a higher pedestal. You're definitely, when we start saying that men are stupid, then, you know, for the men that agree with it, that knows what it means when a woman says, you know, men are stupid.
What you mean by, like, women are on a higher pedestal? Right. What does that mean?
Higher pedestal, like, you're a female. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to look like gold.
But yet...
Men are labor workers. We get dirty in the dumps and we, you know what I'm saying? The differences of when you come at the time when men used to come home, you know, and see their wife at home doing whatever they was doing. But after that, the house smells good, stuff moving. I mean, it's just the stuff that women do. You give birth.
Right.
Right. You're on a higher pedestal.
We should be, but in life we aren't. This almost
but this is why Cam I'm this is what my complaint is coming from.
This is Cam Newton's face.
Right.
It's cute to hear a woman talk about routes.
Right.
Why? You're a football player.
There we go.
Mm-hmm. Why are you surprised to hear someone mention routes to you?
There we go.
Why? Because
it's not a traditional.
It's not a traditional,
you know, spot that women are. So are you a traditional role that women, you know, are in? You know.
So. No, I'm not a traditional dude. What I do now is I just pay attention to everything. Because
if you want an independent woman,
yes,
then you may want a woman who can change her own tire if she gets a tire blown out.
Not gonna have.
It's not traditional, but. We do it. You may want a woman who says, look, I got to do X, Y, and Z. I'll be home late. Can you handle dinner? Like.
I have no problem with the tradition. I'm not saying I am traditional.
Right.
But I'm also with what's going on in 2017.
Right.
But what I'm saying is now that we're adding on what goes on to the traditional, don't use it when it only works in your favor.
Okay, give me an example.
As in,
right, so because like,
I feel like this could go either way, right?
Right, it can go either way, but I'm saying, but then you're talking about the traditional, and then you're mixing it with what's going on now and today.
Okay.
So, all right. So when you want it to work in your favor, in a sense, like, well, why do you go out? Like, we go out. Let's say we go out because we're trying to go meet a new girl or whatever the case may be.
Have some fun.
And what if a female goes out for? She probably going out to be out with her girlfriend. Normally, something like that in the same reasons or whatever like that. But somewhere along that, there is already like a what we supposed to do type of thing that kicks in. And I don't know how often it's
like
been.
Like roles.
Right. The roles already kind of kick in. And those roles that kick in, right, are expectations that are wanted from a certain
one side or another.
Exactly.
Okay.
And that because those expectations get wanted, that's just what causes the conflict.
Mm-hmm.
But that expectation may not come from that individual.
When the expectations are met, that's when the conflict arises.
Right. It might not be women. It might be that particular.
Right. That's why I didn't give a title which one it was. You know what I'm saying? But
or
I'm talking about the new expectation that kicks in. That's supposed to be what it is. Because you know we got the old cougar dudes who got the bank. You know what I'm saying? That will come find her. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, whatever age group and drop her down. Like I've been on my social media and I seen this girl riding on this yacht and then I know she don't have nothing.
Right.
But she looks like she is a model on that social media. What's her name?
Why
she's on the boat. She's in a place that I know she can't even pronounce where she's at.
Right. Social media ain't nothing but that.
But it's the expectations of what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I didn't want to get too deep into that, but I just thought about something while we were going to say it. I'm going to bring some more into it. I'm going to talk some more.
Because
I'm pretty sure somebody going to hit me on my Twitter or something like that and talk to me and ask me, what did you mean by when you said so? Yeah, definitely. I'm trying to start up stuff. Trying to get people on and trying to get people listening to me. So you definitely know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know one thing that you wanted to discuss this week was consistency.
Yes. So, you know, normally at the end, you know, we always try to find something positive just to give to everybody, because we definitely doing this to make sure that we get words of wisdom out to everybody the same way. So definitely I want to share the word consistency today. So today the word is going to be consistency. The reason why I bring that up is because a lot of people, especially individuals like myself that are entrepreneurs, we're going out here and we're doing something without the A-OK from the average person about what you're doing, and then you're going to get, or you're wanting to quit. And then the whole purpose of what I'm saying this for is so that you don't quit. You got to keep on going, because you never know how close you are to finishing or getting to that next level. But if you quit, and you quit right now, you'll never get to see the fruits of your labor. So I just want to say to y'all, just to continue to stay consistent, keep doing what you're doing, pile on top of, and it's going to grow and it's going to become something. And then one day you get to sit back and see the fruits of your labor and see what you did.
It's going
to
happen.
Definitely.
It always works if you keep working.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
And if it doesn't, switch up, figure it out.
Have a goal. Keep Make going. A plan, and when that plan doesn't seem like it's going to, you know, come to fruition, make more plans. You know what I'm saying? Maneuver.
I love my people.
Hustle. You know what I'm saying? We were talking about this earlier where we were saying that the people that actually make it in life are the ones that know how to hustle.
Yeah.
You know, they might not be the smartest. They might not have the highest IQ. Right. They might not be this, that, and the other. They just know how to make that thing happen. And when they hit problems, right, they consistent and they keep on
and they
going.
Keep on going. They don't stop. Yeah, hustle. You can't stop.
Hustle,
definitely.
People.
Hustle and grind.
Mm-hmm.
Hustle and grind. Hustle and grind.
So this week, hustle and grind, y'all. And thanks. Shout out to Roscato.
Always. Send me some bottles.
Thanks for getting us.
I got a little quiet because I think I drank a little too much. Of
I think
wine.
I'm gonna get somebody to send me a bottle of Roscato.
Like,
yeah,
I drank a little too much of wine. I had a little Evan Williams earlier today too.
So, Mr. UL, tell us where we can find you, because I have a feeling you might get some conversation started.
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna start some stuff. So definitely want you to all know. All right, you can find me on Instagram. Definitely on Instagram. UniqueLegacy_UL1. And you can find me on the Twitter, Mr_UniqueLegacy. Find me on either ones. Ask me any questions. Give up something that you think you want to talk about or you want me to talk about when we get on the show. And I definitely, when you're getting ready to have your half an hour, when you just get off work, getting ready to go to your happy hour, then definitely get y'all ready.
Yes.
Where you at, Kiki?
I am at Black B Media on Instagram and Black B Media LLC on Facebook. And you can find me at Twitter and at our webpage at jeansandtea.com.
Okay.
I am so excited. This has been awesome. We let us know what you think, because we kind of got into some stuff this week. So shout out to Roscato. And I have enjoyed the Wine Your Mind happy hour, even though I'm stuffed.
Wine Your
And y'all
mind.
Can find P Hat. Y'all can find me right here at home, all
right? Right here at home.
Right here at home. That's where I be.
Wine Your Mind happy hour.
That's all
wine
you need to know about what
mind.
I do.
He'll be here.
And where
wine
I be.
Yo.
Find my ass at home.
Have a
all
good
right,
week, y'all.
Keep it's been real.
Keep pushing.